on one side we should try to find our nature and serve accordingly. On other side, that we should be the servant of servant and do whatever we are told to do. So what is more important? Self-satisfaction or sacrifice? It's not necessary that these two have to be contradictory. Rather than putting them as one as self-satisfaction, the other as sacrifice. Actually, for a devotee, even when a devotee is serving according to one's nature, there is still sacrifice. Because when we serve according to our nature, we could very well be doing that activity in material life for our own sense gratification. The fact that we are doing it for Krishna means there is a sacrifice, element of sacrifice already there. So the ideal situation is that the devotee is ready to do whatever service one is told. But the leadership, the leaders of the community should be such that they should be far-sighted enough to think that how can this devotee be engaged so that he or she will be inspired to practice bhakti lifelong. So it may be that at certain times in the growth of a particular community, certain services are urgently required. And at that time the authorities may tell you, please do this service, this is what we need to do right now. And we should do that at that time. But at the same time, when the leaders are far-sighted, they also understand that, you know, yes, projects will come and go, but we want devotees to be engaged lifelong. And devotees can be engaged lifelong when they are inspired to serve. And usually are inspired when we have some service according to our nature. So that's why, rather than saying it as this or that, you should see that as a cooperative endeavor. Where we do follow whatever instructions we are given and we try to do whatever service we are told to do. But while doing whatever service we are told to do, we also keep observing. Yeah, this is a service which I like to do. This is a service which I get great taste in doing. This is a service which I can do very well. And then, as we observe ourselves, we learn about ourselves, and sometimes senior devotees may also see us. Oh, you can do this service nice. You can do this more now. And that's how, by the process of mutual cooperation, we can learn over a period of time to serve according to our nature. So in general, devotees should be engaged according to their nature. But at the time of emergencies or special necessity, the devotee should also be ready to serve according to the situation. See, there are both ways. See, for example, we'll see in the Bhagavatam, there is so much description of how an old person should not be attached to household life, should renounce the world. Vidura says to Dhritarashtra, you know, in your life you are doing nothing now except producing kapha. Why do you want to live like this? Renounce the world. So there are very strong statements given in scripture about old people not staying attached to life, to materialistic life. But at the same time, this is for the individual to develop a mood of renunciation. But the same scripture also says that one of the duties of a responsible society is to take care of the elderly people in society. That means, now the people who are there around an elderly person, they should not think, hey, this person is so attached. We should try to serve this elderly person. Whatever needs are there, I should try to provide that. So there is a cooperation between the both sides. The individual should think, you know, how can I become more dedicated? How can I become more renounced? And the community should be oriented in such a way that devotee's spiritual growth is facilitated and the contribution is also made to that person.